Welcome, welcome to the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, great minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is... We continue our conversation with Michelle Bredesen, owner and marketing manager of Carlos Creek Winery. In our last episode, we kind of touched a little bit on barrels. And we know there's a lot of different ones. You've got clay, concrete, stainless steel, oak. Can you tell me the kind of the philosophy of barrels at Carlos Creek Winery?
Yeah, I mean, the barrel world right now is pretty crazy. There are, for winemaking in general, there are, I couldn't even tell you how many different options of barrels there are, but we primarily use Minnesota oak barrels. So Minnesota oak is actually getting more and more renowned in the winemaking industry as a very unique oak. So Minnesota oak trees, because they have to survive in the extreme cold, have tighter grain to them. And so it really gives wine a unique flavor profile versus your just traditional American white oak. So we use a lot of Minnesota oak in our barrel aging, along with American white oak. And then we also heavily use French oak. A lot of our grapes up here in the northern area have more flavor profile similarities to French wines. Because we're on a very similar latitude as Bordeaux region. So we incorporate a lot of French oaking as well as our Minnesota oaks. And then we do experiment from time to time, like I said, with different unique barrels, like bourbon barrels, or we've used Calvados barrels before, which is an apple brandy made in Canada, Russian oak barrels, Eastern European oak barrels. So definitely fun to experiment with all the different uniquities of barrels.
Earlier, you mentioned that the property is about 190 acres. How is that all divided up and proportioned?
We're actually located on a very interesting piece of land. So Minnesota has two AVAs now, which is the American Viticultural Association designated land viticultural areas. So we're on the Alexandria Lakes AVA. So AVAs, you know, your listeners would be familiar with Napa Valley AVA or Sonoma Valley AVA. Those are all areas that the U.S. government has deemed as unique for grape growing. And so our property is located on the Alexandria Lakes Area AVA, which was the first AVA in Minnesota and was designated back in 2000. And so what makes us unique is that we're surrounded by five different lakes in a very slender piece of land. So as weather patterns come to us, they change very rapidly. And so our climate is actually distinct right in the middle of the five lakes and all around our area. And we also have very extremely sandy soil because this used to be lake bed way back in the day. So sandy soil is very good for growing grapes as it gives a lot of drainage for your vines. So with that being said, we have about 190 acres of total property. For vineyard itself, we grow about, we're at 26 acres of vines. And we grow seven different varieties out here. And then we also have about 20 acres of customer space. So that's where our buildings are located and parking. But then we also have a lot of area for natural wildlife refuges. So it's not designated as that, but we use that as kind of our carbon sink area to try and remain as carbon neutral as we can be. So we have about 10 acres of woodland and about another whatever is left then would all be left in prairie grass. And we have some more swampland as well.
Having a brewery on the property, have you noticed, because that's kind of a dividing point between wine drinkers and beer drinkers, you know, they don't really co-mingle, but if coming onto your property, have you noticed that each side is kind of enlightening the other?
Yeah, we see lots of crossover traffic. And we get lots of big groups of people coming out here. So people, Alexandria is a tourism destination for a lot of people for vacations. In the summertime, the entire Alexandria Lakes area, we have over 100 lakes within like a 20-mile radius. It's crazy. So lots of fishing, lots of boating, lots of water activities that happen. We also have a lot of golf courses around and a really cute downtown for shopping. So a lot of ladies make it their annual getaway to Alexandria specifically. So we see tons of large groups coming out here for family reunions or bachelorette groups. And once we added the brewery, we have been getting a lot more guy groups out here too. You know, they just went golfing and have decided to come out for some beer. And so it's a really fun place to gather, as we have so much space for people to spread out and really feel like they can enjoy each other's company, and whatever celebration they are doing at that point, they get to really be able to do that with people and in a comfortable setting.
Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzle. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.